We found out in the morning that there was a bomb blast. So our duty as Child Protection Network team was supposed to go to the site immediately, which we did. We, you know, ran to the place to find out if there are children involved so that we can actually act immediately. And we found only one. Then she was taken to the hospital. We rushed back to the hospital, and she was taken into the theater because she had sustained injuries.
So what was going on at the hospital when you went there today after the suicide bombing attack?
Well, there are so many injured people. Actually, some very serious. In fact, some were even in the theater. Some of the victims were taken to other hospitals.
Would you say there were dozens injured, or were there more than 20? Can you give me some kind of...
Yeah, they're really more than 20. They're really more than 20. So many people, because it's a very congested area. And you find out that there are people on this bike, and the people in the taxi. It's like a commercial area, and there are so many people there. Buses coming to drop people and to pick people from the bus stop. It is really a congested area, and it is in the heart of Kaduna.
Do we know if there were any casualties already?
Yes, there are so many casualties. Actually, when I visited the hospital, people were lying on the floor, you know, somewhere in the theater. It might be some have, you know, with their belly open, the intestines out. People were bleeding, and the nurses and the doctors were running helter-skelter, you know, looking for blood and so on. So it was really very chaotic. But, you know, the medical staff were really up to their heels, and they're doing very well.
What is kind of the mood in Kaduna right now outside in the streets?
The streets are virtually almost deserted, but you see a few cars. The security has been beefed up, you know, really tight. And, you know, people are so moody, especially this festive period. People were not expecting to hear anything like that, you know. And actually, the whole atmosphere was really that of, you know, people were really disturbed.
What is Kaduna's recent history with this kind of violence?
It's not like Kano. It's not like another eastern town. And we actively live in peace. Since the other bomb blast where one of the... security personnel lost his life. We have not heard anything about bomb blasts again until just, you know, about 2 days ago when somebody that was dressed in a madman's cloth, you know, and he was trying to go about, I think, with a bomb in his hand, and, you know, it exploded, killing him. Apart from that one, it is only the one of today. And if this kind of thing happens, you know, people are really, you know, they get scared. And up till now that I'm talking to you, nobody has even come out to claim any responsibility. Yes, there is speculation, because if something of this nature happens, you know, people feel it is Boko Haram, even though the Boko Haram has not come out to actually claim responsibility. But people are really more concerned about the casualties. And a lot of people have lost their loved ones.
Is there really a day-to-day divide between Muslims or Christians in this area? Or is it more seen as Boko Haram is a separate thing from the daily religious lives of the people in the town?
No, actually, there's harmony between the religions, and there's good understanding, and actually people, you know, engage themselves, both religions, you know. There's not actually that kind of divide as people, you know, really see it. We work together, we eat together, we dine together, we celebrate together.